reading today on this beautiful day. We've got a bit of sun at last about the beheading of John the Baptist. But the wonderful thing about the scripture, it doesn't deal in fantasy. It's wonderfully realistic. It faces the reality of the world. And the reality of the world is that there is evil out there. The reality of the world is that yesterday, Donald Trump almost lost his life. You may have seen that on the news today. The reality of the world is that our hearts went out this week to Bushy and to a family who were torn apart by somebody with a crossbow. I couldn't get away from those sort of events, and I thought to myself, what on earth brought that about? And what a wonderful family to be destroyed close to here in such a way. I remember some years ago, I was talking to a builder who was doing some work on another church that we were part of. He was a non-believer, and his name was Brian, real character. And a bomb had taken place, you might remember it. It was the 31st of October, 2015. About 215 people were leaving Sharm el-Sheikh to go back to Russia. And as the aircraft took off, not long after, it was blown apart. Young families, they were on holiday. Young families blown apart. He said to me, "Vicar, what do you think about that?" Before I could respond, he said, "I'll tell you what I think, Vicar." He said, "I think that's pure evil. Pure evil." And I said to him, "Well, Brian, that's interesting because you're a non-believer. And yet, in one sense, you're already on the journey to believe because you believe there is something that we call good and there is something that we call evil. And we can't be neutral about these things. So that makes me think you're far closer to theism than you realize." He said, "I do really believe in evil and I believe in goodness." I said, "Well, you're well on your way. What events can lead to a wonderful prophet who brought so many back to God in Israel, to where a girl requests that his head be brought on a platter? Who could have ever imagined that? And the reason that these things occur is because of the evil that is out there." This last week I was listening to the director of education for Harrow. And he shared about the huge task they've got of educating the young. Interestingly, I had no idea that it's only 8% of the population of our schools who would be considered white British. Here across Harrow, a very diverse group of young children, this current generation. His responsibility with all the schools that are out there, 6 in our parish, their education. And he said to the group who were there, he says, "I see the church across the borough and across the country as the glue that actually keeps everything together." I was struck by that. He said, "Despite the fact that maybe you don't have that many people coming to your congregation, the fact that we are here praying together, we are the glue that keeps everything together, that brings order out of the chaos, that confronts the evil that is out there, that from our Amos reading holds a plumb line against our society and says, where does it measure up?" And wonderfully, if you know our stained glass from the reading this morning that Rajan gave us, we have in our stained glass that very wonderful scripture of the plumb line. And how does our society measure up against it. And below, you might see it. Go and have a look. You'll see the Ten Commandments, because here are the commands of God as to how we should behave that prevent evil coming about in our world and gluing our society together. And how do we stand up against it? How are we measured against that plumb line? We are the glue that holds everything together. So thank you for being here today, because there is evil out there. And for this, for all of us, this means one particular thing. The choices that we make daily, our behaviours towards other people, our desire to speak up and speak out when perhaps sometimes we remain silent, our desire to stand for the Christian faith and be that plumb line, if you like, is God's way of actually resisting the overwhelming evil so often that is out there in our world. We hold everything together. So whether you're at school as a teacher, whether you, whatever your work involves and whatever you're going out and coming in, please make sure and never underestimate what you can do daily to bring about the kingdom of God in the places that you go to, in the conversations that you have. You are the plumb line. And by the way, that's why it's so important and integral to our daily prayer life, hopefully, is the Lord's Prayer. Because at the very heart of the Lord's Prayer, it says, deliver us from evil. Deliver us from evil. We've got a new government. The United States is soon to have a new government. The people of France, a new government. And things are in flux and they are in change. And here in Harrow, this diverse, multicultural borough that we live in, all of us daily, as we go out from this place into this week, we must stand up for those things that are right. We must daily, by our very acts and the way that we live, we must constantly pray, oh Lord, deliver us from the evil one. And to finish today, I'm mindful as well of those seafarers that bring us all of our goods. Collectively, there are over 1.89 million seafarers across the world. And a wonderful Victorian mission was brought about centuries back called the Mission to Seafarers. And in every international port, there will be a place where people can come, be ministered to, and these seafarers can find comfort and prayer and fellowship and friendship and meals in these ports, because it's part of the Mission to Seafarers' Christian mission to serve those who bring us our daily food. So stand up for Jesus, will you? Do not be afraid to give a reason for the hope that lies within you. And as we go into this week, pray constantly, deliver us from the evil one. Amen. So we stand to say the creed.